The Athabasca Tribal Council, which represents five First Nations from northern Alberta, has declared a state of emergency as of September 7th after a record number of deaths in the past few months have been linked to chronic drug and alcohol use. Chief Alan Adam of the Athabasca Chipewyan First Nation and ATC Board President spoke at a press conference and explained the situation at hand.
The Athabasca Tribal Council First Nations are in crisis, and the reason why I say that is because of the opioid crisis that we're having within our community. Since January, we've lost roughly over 60 members from our communities within the Athabasca Tribal Council. We were supposed to do this press conference in June. Back then, we had over 30, and over the summer months, we've lost more. I myself lost a brother and two nephews within the last 3 months, and it continues to happen. We just buried one 2 weeks ago in the community of Fort Chip, and the crisis continues on a weekly basis. It does not end.
Chief Vern Jave of the Chipewyan Prairie First Nation also spoke at the conference and shared how his people have been strong throughout history and how much of an impact this epidemic has on his community.
We will always survive. We will always live our way, and we have for many, many generations. But today, we're facing a challenge that is very, very dangerous to our people's survival right now. The challenge is the drugs, of the alcohol, of the non-employment, of the racist system. That system is beating us today. We all live in the communities, and even the communities up north are having the same troubles. It's because the people feel the effect inside their spirit. Their spirits are dead. The reason our people do the drugs is because they're trying to keep their spirit alive. The reason they drink is because they keep the spirit alive. We as Indian people learn to live off the land everywhere we go.
Chief Adams said that throughout all of this, his communities are tough and brave and will see the end of this crisis.
ATC First Nations are strong. Our people are resilient. Our First Nations working with ATC have demonstrated our ability to work together to implement strategies and services in the face of an urgent health crisis as we did during COVID-19 and as we did during the 2023 wildfires. We owe it to our communities to take action to make them feel safe and strong. We owe it to those who have passed into their legacy of the motivations for healing and the change in our communities. We owe it to their families and to their children to do better. We owe it to ourselves to make a future we thrive in and not to suffer daily.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.